Catch up on the rush hour with Jars and Louie for Southern Volkswagen. Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
Happy Friday, family. Great to have your company. The next 2 hours are covered. They're calling it Fab 5 Friday. Check this for a lineup, family. Get this and get ready to just digest. Adam Gilchrist. Mm. Travis Boak.
Stop it.
Chad Sayers.
No.
Jerome Randall. That's
get
four.
Out.
Where's the fifth? Well, there he is right here, right next to me. The one, the only, the gift, the man, the gun for hire, Andrew Ace, Juice Newton Jarman. G'day, Juice.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a Friday. Been a very, very productive week, Lulu. Oh, can't believe it's Friday, but there's plenty of things happening over the weekend around this magnificent state. And what about the rain?
Oh, the rain is
great. What
about
the rain today, Lou?
Yeah, today is great. Oh. Tomorrow, not so good. Of course, gun for hire. It is on tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
Morphet Vale Cricket Club. Mm.
Playing at hard wicket.
Going on down.
Ready
going
to go,
on
Luke.
Down to get amongst it all. Yeah. Oh, I cannot wait to see you in action. So much so, I've tried to encourage the bosses to do a live toss on air.
Have you really?
Yeah. I mean, because if we're in the area and we know that you're batting.
Yeah, true.
I got to get there.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, build it and they will come. Yeah. There'll be a lineup. Traffic will be heavy on South Road. I'll give you the tip.
Thanks, Lou.
For Wheatsheaf Road, Morphet Vale, corner of Wheatsheaf Road and South Road. All the action from 1:30. Morphet Vale Cricket Club taking on Blair Cricket Club.
Yeah.
Jars, the gun for hire. Cannot wait. Dressed in his whites, got his pads
on,
got his gloves on.
Yeah, ready to go.
He's got all the gear. And unlike some others, he's got the idea. Yeah. I can tell you right now. Squad has been announced today. Great news that Chatty Sayers is in the 13-man squad. Usman Khawaja, as suggested and expected. Bancroft is the bolter.
Well deserved.
Made all the runs for WA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tim Payne, despite not keeping, is our keeper, which, I mean, mustn't be much put on it these days. And Sean Marsh, as you heard in the news, gets his eighth crack at it.
Eighth, yeah.
So that is done.
Banged up body, 34-year-old.
Mm.
But he's made runs in the last three Shield matches, but we'll talk more.
We certainly will. All right, Jerome Randall at 5:30. Going to be great to talk to the handle ahead of the big game tomorrow night when he's back in town. He's going to have a Kings jersey on.
Oh, no. It's going to be hard. You're going to be courtside.
Oh, I'm going to be the
Huggy Bear.
It'll be hard not to put the foot out. Oh, I'll tell you right
now. Be careful.
Our boss has got the worst on-ground votes, of course.
Oh, is he?
Cannot wait for that. Going to catch up with Boakey in Perth, see what's happening in the luxury yacht market. The boys. And talk to Chatty about hopefully getting an inch closer to the baggy green. Up next.
Come on,
let's
mate.
Get started. The one, the only. The man that's caused this whole issue, Adam Gilchrist.
He's the one that's got rid of the traditional wicketkeeper.
If he hadn't batted it as he had, I mean, it wouldn't be an issue, this wicketkeeping gig. We would have had it done and dusted months ago. Take it away, Timmy.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louie on Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Ranella.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian Government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Betting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M, the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, all thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Ranella.
Righto, Jars, Triple M rocks the Ashes this summer. One man who is an integral part of our Triple M commentary team, the one and only, the superstar that is, Adam Gilchrist, is on the show. Gilly, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Cheers, boys. How are you?
We're going flat with the selection.
We're looking at the squad of 13 that's
not
been
happy.
Announced, Gilly. Never
not
has
happy.
There
What's
been
up? What's
more.
Up?
Oh, the spotlight on
Tim
who
Payne.
Wears the gloves.
That's a farce. That's a farce, Gilly. I'm going to come off the long run. That is a farce. No one saw this coming.
Tell you what, I reckon I'm a bit stiff to miss out. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, what? I mean, you've kept as much as Payne recently.
No. Look, hey, tough call. Let's sort of go to the top of the order of both first. It's a tough call on Renshaw.
Yeah.
You know, he was brought in to do a job a year ago, a totally unknown quantity and what he would do. But he'd had some really challenging times over in the subcontinent, as they all did. So that's a really tough one. But, the irony is we talk about three Shield games of great preparation before the test. If this test series happened 2 months ago, he was a certainty.
Yeah, good call.
You know, coming out of Bangladesh, he would have played for sure, but not that he did big things over there, but certainly the three Shield games have cost him. So his lack of form. But Bancroft has belted the door down with weight of runs there. So that one you can sort of probably cop. Sean Marsh, I think he's going to have a bumper series. Now, there's people out there that either love him or hate him. And I reckon I can see where they're coming from there. And same too with Tim Payne, which I guess the big one there is the fact that he hasn't been playing Shield cricket. So that's where the question marks come about. But they obviously think he's the best wicketkeeper out of a bunch of wicketkeepers that aren't scoring runs.
What about the Big Show? Was he a bit stiff, Maxwell?
Yeah, again, these blokes have been asked to go and do these jobs in subcontinent, which is a horrible place to play cricket if you're looking for allowing your natural game to come through. And Maxie, you know, he just hasn't quite nailed down that spot, has he? But the argument will be, give him a chance in Australia and he might have done it. But they wanted runs in the first three Shield games. There's no doubt that Bancroft's proven that. He provided them with that. Sean Marsh has provided runs.
And Khawaja.
Yeah,
he was they're the three form blokes in the Shield.
What it's shown, guys, sorry, cut you off there, is that I think selection policies and the time of in cricket has changed from maybe 10, 20 years ago, that it's very much, certainly what I remember in our time playing was that you sort of tried to have a team and keep it together the whole time, no matter what. Times have changed. You know, Tim Payne's been keeping in T20 cricket for Australia and doing a really good job, and that's factored into the selection process for a test match now. So it's a bit of a different landscape.
Gilly, has the traditional wicketkeeper died in test cricket?
I hope not. I hope people will watch Tim Payne and judging by his glove work in the test.
Gilly, can we go a step further and blame you for this whole bloody debacle?
Yeah, you're the bloody blame.
You're the cause behind all of this, because you had to come out and just make all these runs.
Because you're elite.
One-day cricket. One-day cricket was what ruined it for the
team. Your fault.
As soon as you limited the amount of deliveries that a team could face, everyone had to contribute with the bat. So it'll be a matter of time until bowling positions have started being picked on how many runs blokes are getting. In fact, they tried that last year, didn't they? I think it was Joe Manny or who was it who got a game and they said, oh, because he scored a few runs. But, it's a different landscape, the whole thing. I was a part of that changing landscape, but I'm not going to take sole blame for it. Jesus.
Well, we've got to hang it on someone at the moment. Hey, do you think Chatty Sayers, who made the 13, is Chatty any chance to play with the pink ball here in Adelaide?
Yeah, most definitely. I do think that's a real chance. I don't think that's a token inclusion. Totally agree. Keeping our bowling unit fit for five tests is going to be of paramount importance. So, if one of the big three, Hazelwood, Cummins or Stark, pull up a little lame or have a big workload in at the Gabba, and coupled with what Chad's shown with his capabilities with the pink ball in particular. I mean, he's been doing it with whatever ball he's been in his hand, really, in state cricket for a couple of years now. So, fantastic. He's been rewarded. I reckon he's a real chance of playing in Adelaide.
Gilly, what about the Poms? They only have four decent players, Cook, Root, Anderson and Broad. But do you bring Ben Stokes over if he gets cleared by all those charges over there?
I don't know what's going to happen. They need him, desperately need him. I still reckon we start favourites even with him in the team, but he's a world-class player. Yep. There's no doubt about it. He's three players. He bats, bowls, catches, throws, dives around. He's a leader in the group. They all follow him. Imagine the crowd reception if he does.
Love it.
It's going to be hilarious. I don't know. I reckon the ECB are holding out, hoping there's no charges laid, and then they can
get him on a plane,
pick the right time to bring him in. So maybe for the third test. But it was horrible. It was a bad look, wasn't it?
It's just amazing, Gilly. They haven't been able to sort it out beforehand. So slowly, because it's obviously if that other side of the story, which has come out, is true, surely they should be able to get to the bottom of it, make a call, allow him to move on, allow the cricketing world to move on.
It's dragged on. It's a slow process over there in that particular police station there, isn't it? And the investigation going, I wonder if it was a soccer or football, whatever you want to call it, World Cup, and it was England's number one striker. I reckon they would have expedited the whole thing by then and worked it out.
As you said, can't wait to hear you in action with Triple M. Rocks the Ashes this summer up there in Brisbane first up, then here second up in Adelaide. Gilly, thank you so much for your time and your insight.
Good to chat, boys. See you in Adelaide.
See you, mate. We're still holding you to account, mate. Shouldn't have made all those runs.
You're too good, Gilly. You're too good.
Sorry.
There he is, Adam Gilchrist on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Ranella.
Chatty Says just after 5. Travis Boak coming up just after 4:30. Catch up with Boakie over there in Perth ahead of game number 2. Of the International Rules Series. And just on an AFL note still, AFLX just coming
like
to
this.
Adelaide.
Love it.
Coming to Adelaide,
yep.
Hindmarsh Stadium, mm-hmm. Thursday, February 15th. Thursday night, put that in your diary.
February, yep.
It is the first round robin.
Nice.
Crows, Port Adelaide, Collingwood, West Coast, Frio and Geelong.
In the Adelaide tournament.
AFLX.
Like it, Lou.
Thursday night, Feb 15th. Lock it in, Hindmarsh Stadium.
They'll get a full house there.
Yeah, it will be too. Be keen to see that what it looks like.
Mm.
What the players feel like and what they get out of it, and obviously the fans.
We'll do our show from there too, just quietly, Lou.
Absolutely.
All right, just lock that in with that time management.
Speaking of locked in, the test squad got announced last night, and there was, shockwaves were coming early, weren't they?
Tsunami, Lou.
That something was going to happen that was going to unsettle a few, and boy, they didn't let anyone down. Tim Payne has come from the clouds.
Yeah.
And throw in Sean Marsh for the 8th time. Oh. He's back in. And
And Cameron Bancroft, who deserves his opportunity.
He's the bolter. And out go Renshaw.
Gonski.
The big show,
Maddie
Maxwell.
Wade.
And Matty Wade.
Yeah.
Great to see Chetty Sayers in that 13. Mm. Jackson Bird is in there that makes up the numbers as well. Trevor Holmes, chairman of selectors on Tim Payne. And that, that way out selection.
With Tim, I think it's been widely acknowledged for a small amount of time now that he is regarded as the best gloveman in the country. Add that to the fact that he is our T20 wicketkeeper and performs very, very well there. His batting has been pretty good of late. And then, of course, you go the other side of the coin, the unconvincing performances, in our view, of the other wicket-keeping contenders.
There he is.
Widely regarded as the best gloveman in a short period of time.
Well, then why doesn't he
that
keep for his shield? Shield side.
Exactly. Didn't get selected for their first two Shield games in Tasmania. Matty Wade had to play.
Yep.
Got told. Selectors told Tasmanian selectors, you have to play Matty Wade before Tim Payne.
Yeah. What does that say? And then, obviously, here's the other conspiracy theory. Playing against Victoria, they bat and bat and bat because
Tim Payne
needs to make some runs.
Made
and if
70
he can
odd.
Make some runs, he's right in the mix. He gets to 71, then the day just peters out, rain interrupts, and they don't get a result.
The outright result.
Apparently George Bailey and his
coach
weren't
because George backed in Tim.
Weren't seeing eye to eye.
Where the coach said, hurry up, declare. Anyway.
Yeah, that is intriguing one on that one. I'll tell you what, Steve Smith, Renshaw, just quickly, Steve.
I know he's out of touch. They brought him in when the side was in turmoil last summer.
What happened to the new blokes going in at 6 and then earning your stripes being
those
protected?
Those days are gone.
Are they?
Those days are gone.
Jeez,
like Gilly said, it's horses for courses now. No one gives a stuff.
Used to be a sound measure.
Yeah.
Bide your time, play 20-odd tests at 6.
Six.
And then work your way up the order.
On. And then the older blokes stayed apart at the top of the order.
And you slide on up.
But not anymore, Luke.
Oh, jeez.
But what's Steve Smith say?
Stevie Smith talking about selection and in particular Renshaw.
Unfortunately, he hasn't been able to get the runs on the board that the selectors wanted in the JLT Cup and the first couple of Shield games. And the Ashes isn't a place where you need to be trying to find your form. So I think that's great what the selectors have done. They've gone with the guys that are in form.
Tell you what they've done, though. They've got AFL off the back page for the first time.
Oh, hooray. Hooray.
One man, and we love him dearly, and he never held back in his playing days or in post-playing days, and that's Stuart McGill. Jeez, his Twitter account was on fire today.
It was brilliant.
Just in no particular order, Ashes selections, made by morons masquerading as mentors. Time's up, gents.
Good on him.
Then he goes, how about we pick a player who can do the job he's selected for? Yeah. Forget Ferry McFerryface, and that's the name of the new ferry in Sydney. Yeah. Let's vote on the idiots that picked the Australian cricket team. Hashtag boo selector.
He won't be invited to any of the dinners or lunches.
No, not anymore. Former England captain Michael Vaughan on Twitter. Yeah. I see the Aussies have gone for a consistent selection process. And then he jumps back in because the news came through that Darren Lehman has a more recent first-class century than Tim Payne does. Made me chuckle. At Darren Lehman's last first-class 100, 2007. Tim Payne's 2006. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, it's going to be on. And look, we've got to back them in now, Luke. They're in the squad and they've just got to play well for their country. And as long as we win the test match, but if Tim Payne drops one catch, boy on the stumps, look out.
One by.
One catch. Or a fumble. Or a duck.
I tell you what.
He needs to ring
Duck
Club.
I'm choking on the hypocrisy right now. Yeah, we're done and dusted with that crap. Fair dinkum. Yeah. I'm more interested in what you do in Gun for Hire. Let's be honest. I mean, we got at least Morfitt Vale have a more consistent policy than what is going on there, honestly. It is the Rush Hour with Jazz and Louis.
It's all thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Ranella. Nice. Heading to Southern Volkswagen.
Righto, Jazz, time to head west. International rules. Game two is on this weekend. One man representing our country and doing a great job. He's a good friend of ours, Trav Boak. Boakey, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we doing?
Good. Do we find you on some kind of luxury cruiser out near Rottnest in the crystal turquoise waters, just sunning yourselves and relaxing on down, you boys, Nat Fife, Sloaney, and whoever else you had out there?
Nah, not today. I'm just sitting in the hotel room overlooking the Swan River and the beautiful city of Perth at the moment. So it's pouring rain, actually, at the moment. Got a pretty lucky day when we head out to Rotto, so,
Just a fantastic experience to be around that calibre of player everywhere you turn and sort of be, you know, pinching yourselves, not only representing the country, but absolutely with the best of the best.
Yeah, look, it certainly is a great experience. And, you know, for anyone who gets the chance, you've sort of got to take it. You probably look at the game on the weekend and saw some quality players and skill out there, but you just saw how much fun everyone was having because, you know, we're out there playing with, you know, the best players in our country to play AFL.
Boakey, do you think the International Series will survive going forward?
Yeah, I reckon it will. You know, I mean, if we keep getting the quality of players lining up to want to do it, which we've had over the probably the last 4 or 5 years, I think it will continue to grow. And you know, it's a pretty special game to be involved in. And you know, you talk to any AFL player nowadays, they want to be involved because the AFL are putting in a really good experience. But you know, to represent your country and to represent it with some of the best players in the competition. Is pretty special.
Okay. Been some kind of off season. Obviously, I've been following you a little bit on social media. Bit of Red Bull.
You didn't like any of my posts?
Nah, well, why? Because I'm not a fanboy.
You've been stalking him for months.
I keep an eye out to make sure that he's doing the right thing. He's been in Byron with Red Bull, which is one of his sponsors.
Right.
That must have been amazing, just with that sort of that crossover of athlete with Red Bull, Boakey.
Every couple of years, they have what they call a Red Bull Summit, and all the athletes from Red Bull get together in Australia and. You know, I sort of was probably a bit nervous at the start because some of my idols like Mick Fanning, Julian Wilson, you know, Chumpy Poole, Australian snowboarder, you know, these sort of guys who I've sort of watched and followed for a fair while. And come into that summit and it was unbelievable. You know, so what they do is, you know, get some people in and have workshops. And then from there, you're sort of bouncing off each other, you know, how you handle pressure, how do you do this and how do you train, this sort of stuff. It's pretty special to be a part of and to actually learn from some of these athletes who are, you know, world champions. So it was a pretty special few days.
Why you've been away, Port Adelaide, the destination club in the AFL. Oh, what's going on down there at Alberton?
Welcome to Hollywood.
All of a sudden, you've got a lineup of players coming.
What have you renovated down there?
What are you doing?
We've had a pretty good off-season, haven't we?
90210.
Cheap.
Jesus Christ.
It's a pretty good spot to live down in Port Adelaide. That's it. You know, you look back 5 years ago, we probably wouldn't have been able to get anyone to the club, and let alone, you know, an All-Australian, a number one draft pick, and, you know, a pretty quality player from Geelong. And then two more in recent weeks in Trent McKenzie and, you know, in Trengove as well. So it's been a really good off season, and look, that's pretty much just the start. Now we've set a base, we've got a really good list, and now it's about fitting those guys in. And look, they are super excited. That's the most important thing. They're super excited to come to the club and start, you know, something pretty fresh for them. And that's what the best thing is. You know, they'll want to fit into our group, and then we progress as a whole group, and hopefully get to something pretty special.
Before I let you go, Scotty Thompson's now joining Port Adelaide as a. Development coach, you're pitching all the great players. What's going on?
Yeah, well, he started a
destination club, mate.
That's why he was great. yeah, it is. Look, Scotty's a fantastic guy, and I've got to know him over the last few years. And it's great that he's actually come here and actually working with our younger guys. Yeah. And throughout the year, he texted Joey Attlee after one of the SNFL games and gave him a bit of feedback on some stoppage work. And I thought that was unbelievable from. An opposition player and, you know, rival is in the Crows to Port Adelaide. For him to text, you know, one of our young guys and give him a little bit of feedback, I thought this guy's going to be a really good coach. And we're pretty lucky to have him at the group. And, and hopefully we'll help our younger guys and no doubt help our senior guys as well.
Well, we best let you get back to your room service well, and everything else. I was going to ask about the test team and what the banter's been like, but given the fact that you've been out on the jet skis and the stand-ups and the luxury yachts, I don't think you've had time to pick up a paper, have you?
No, I haven't even picked up a paper for a while, mate. Yeah, just swan around in nice luxury yachts that Fifey organised, so it's quite nice.
Have you been shoe shopping?
A bit of helicopter jumping over
Perth? No shoe shopping yet. No, I haven't had time for that either, mate. I've been on the jet skis and stuff, so it's, yeah.
Trav, can I tell you, I think Jas may have taken you over. I rolled in the other day with a new set of wheels, and geez, 2 days in a row he bought out some new ones just to put me back in my place. And I said, mate, you may be challenging Boakey as the new Imelda.
He did say that.
He's coming to a bit of cash, is he?
I don't know what is going on. Some kind of deal is happening somewhere, and he's just rolling in every day. The moment you look like you've got anything new on, Trav, he just puts you back in your place with something special from overseas.
So he's getting some side deals somewhere outside of Triple M, isn't he?
Oh, he's cashing in on our phone,
hey,
mostly
good luck,
my
mate.
Phone.
Enjoy the last game for your country.
Thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the time out, Travie. Talk to you soon.
There
he is, Trav Boak. He's representing our country over there in Perth. Game 2 of the International Series this weekend. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis. Jerome Randall after 5:30. Cannot wait to talk to the handle back in town as the Kings take on the Sixers tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock tip off there, Jas. Chatty Sayers just after 5. And of course, on Friday, the quiz, we roll the dice.
Oh, see, I've been preoccupied with the mom. Sorry, family.
So, and it's just hands on head out there too, because I think the questions haven't been set up for a dice roll.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. Just after 5, the quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters. Yep. All right, Triple M are taking over a pub. Well, back, it's not a pub, we're calling it the Shops, all right? So join us at the Shops live on Thursday the 30th, all right? All thanks to Cooper's Ale House, Chep's Cross, beer, food, functions, live music, and a massive beer garden. We've already announced two huge bands. They are Thirsty Merc and The Angels. They're going to play
with our
free
boy Dave Gleason
at the Shops. I can tell you this.
Oh, stop it.
One more band will be announced next week.
Don't tell me
Two out of three ain't bad was good enough for Meatloaf. It's not for us. We need the trifecta.
Powderfinger? Reunion?
Who knows?
Oh, no, don't tell me it's going to be Jimmy Barnes and Chisel. Don't you dare go down that path, sister.
I know one thing. We've had to knock back John Farnham. I said, Farnsy, that's enough.
Johnny.
That is enough. Have a spell, Farnsy. Oh. Get yourself out of...
Now, we're there all day.
All day,
from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Absolutely. It's going to be massive. So a big announcement next week. One more band to be added to the list. Thirsty Merc and The Angels, obviously featuring our very good mate Galiso at the Shops. Thursday the 30th. Put it in your diaries right now. Hey, up next, let's talk to the Skipper of Port Adelaide, Trav Boak. Game 2 of the International Series coming up. I've seen some great photos of him just hanging out, swanning around over at Rottnest Island. We'll find out what is going on with Imelda Boak next on the Rush Hour.
It's Jars and Louis, thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella, Triple M. 104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M, the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella.
Tomorrow's the date, Gun for Hire. Morfitt Vale Cricket Club is the place to be. Action from 1:30, 4 Wheatsheaf Road, Morfitt Vale, corner of Wheatsheaf Road and South Road. Get there by 12:30, anything after you cop a fine, so you might want to get there early. How are you feeling, Juice? Because we're on the cusp, and it's been wonderful of you to do this, and it's for a great cause. Morfitt Vale have had their struggles, had that fire, of course.
Yep.
How are you feeling about having to step on out back into the limelight?
Really relaxed.
Yeah.
Too relaxed for me.
Well, we went through put you through your paces here in the studios of Triple M. You geared up, which is great. And it's a big thank you to Ace Cricket, who have supplied you all your gear. Acecricket.com.au.
Well done.
Look good,
much.
Feel good, play great.
Nice.
We got 2 out of 3 in our practice session out here. Head to Twitter, head to Instagram, Triple M's. The pink nut got you.
A very good ball outside off.
Little hooping number.
So it's gone straight to first slip.
Caught the edge.
But that's okay, Lou. Look, I'm ready for tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to helping the Morfitt Vale Cricket Club take on the Belair Cricket Club.
Yep.
And once I cross that white line,
it's
a Dennis Lilly type.
We know what happens. You click into gear. You're an
out-and-out
sporting warrior.
Don't talk to me.
None of that. A big thank you to the Morfitt Vale Butcher for putting on the meat for our barbie. Yeah. We're taking care of the barbie and the beers, all right? So make sure you come on down.
Okay,
weather promises to be about 25 and much better.
Yeah.
Hey, you think we're excited about the Christmas pageant? I'll tell you what, they're going to need a blue line down here at this oval. They're going to need to stay behind the blue line. There's not Father Christmas. We've got Fat Santa.
How many floats?
I tell you, Fat Santa will be down there, and he will be floating. Once he puts one over the top and over the ropes, I guarantee it. And as for Nipper and Nimble, who?
Get
who? We got the juice and the black rhino. I tell you what, we have got the pageant covered. Absolutely covered. I'd get there early. Seriously, I would get there early. Mate. All right. Make sure you check out Twitter.
What's my anthem?
You. Well.
Talk to me, Luke.
This is great. It's down to two.
What?
Neck and neck. Votes will close at 5 o'clock. So you've got around about 7 minutes, 8 minutes best. It is split right down the middle with Macho Man by the Village People and also this one, John Paul Young. Neck and neck.
This is your favourite song.
It's one of my faves.
Okay. So, we lose a wicket early.
So this is the one, and we're thinking probably bat at three, give the masses time to gather. Yeah. Just sense a bit of anticipation. You with me? Keep your votes coming through,
and
family.
Macho Man.
And Macho Man. I tell you what I'm thinking. When you take a wicket, play Macho Man. Send them on their way. Yeah.
All right, family.
Still got time, all right. It's a rush hour. Jars and Louis, keep the votes coming on through
for Gun for Hire.
It's all thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella. Triple M.
Great to have you company, family. The weekend officially started, and I'll tell you what, votes are locked away now for Gun for Hire, the song that Jars will walk out to tomorrow when he bats. Shall reveal all in about 15 minutes.
I don't know what it is, Luke, because I walked out of the,
absolutely.
The studio.
It's down. It's a race in two. It's neck and neck. Cannot wait to see the votes come through. All Fingers crossed for a certain one. Yes, can tell you, AFLX, Adelaide's going to host the first round robin tournament. Put this in your diaries. Mm. Thursday night, Feb 15, Hindmarsh Stadium.
That'll
remember,
be packed.
Remember, it's purpose-built size, smaller grounds, high scoring, high octane.
Lord. Who's
the
playing,
AFL's
buddy?
Answer to T20. Crows, Port Adelaide, Collingwood, West Coast, Fremantle and Geelong.
Lock those sides in.
Thursday night, Feb 15.
They're 40-minute quarters. They're 40-minute games, Lou, aren't they? They're 4-10-minute, so it'll go fast.
It is lightning
quicker.
Some great news about Scotty Thompson.
Yeah, Tomo's picked up a gig with the Port Adelaide Football Club. He's going to be in a development role there with Kenny Hinkley and the team. So congratulations to Tomo. Obviously, being a Crows great, so we wish him well.
Nicely done. And aspiring Sandful footballers can try out for Adelaide's 2018 State League Development Squad next week. If you're aged between 19 and 25, you're invited to attend trials at Amy Stadium on Tuesday, November 21, and Thursday, November 23. So that's next week, guys. Trials start at 6. Rego's confirmed from 5 p.m. at the Sample Change Room. So that's Enter Gate 8 next to the Checkside 7. The Crows fielded 16 development players in 2017 jars, including Dean Bailey Award winner Lachlan Murphy, who you know.
Yeah, lovely young man. He's signed up with us at Gazer.
And the registration is required before the trials at the Crows website.
Excellent.
So if you're between 19 and 25 and you want to have a crack at playing State League with the Adelaide team, all right, Tuesday, November 21, Thursday, November 23, are your days. Go down and have a crack. What
and
you got to
Rhino
lose?
Keeps the coats there. Your mate, your boy.
Good old Rock. Pebbles. Of course, Norm Smith medalist and premiership player. All right, that is it. Get involved in that.
Here
but right now, it's time to do this because it's Roll the Dice Friday.
Time.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yeah, it goes up a notch. It just goes right up a notch, doesn't it? Right up a notch.
It's exciting.
It's a bit like Cliffhanger the movie. On Friday, isn't that the quiz?
Sylvester.
I mean, we start the opening scenes and then we've got a producer or the question right now hanging from an edge.
Yeah.
Just hanging on the precipice, hanging on for dear life, hoping I don't roll six. Mm. Oh. Who's playing today?
We're going to go to Christie's Beach and say a big hello to Maddie. G'day, Matthew.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Maddie. Quiz went off yesterday. I've got the dice in my hand, Maddie. I'm like to do something different to keep everyone on edge around here. Would you like me to have a practice roll or not?
Nah, because it's like your golf swing. If you have a practice shot, that's always your best one.
Good call.
Smart.
Good call, Caro.
Smart operator.
What I like to do, though, Matty, blow on the dice just for good luck.
And it should be a six, just like Jars' first hit tomorrow.
All right. Now, can you blow in it, Matty? Yeah. Blow into the dice.
Blow. That's better. As opposed to blowing in your, you know, filling up your pockets. All right. Righto, Matty, I'm going to roll it. Good luck. See what we come up with.
Oh, no! He's come out with six!
Yes!
Oh! Our flat pastor! Flat! He come out with six!
I tell you, without...
Come in here, Flat!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, our boss, Maddie's going to pass
out. That is unbelievable.
That is legit. We don't make this stuff up.
Six eye.
Oh, right. Lou, good roll too, Lou.
Righto, Matto, it's going to be a tight, quick 60 seconds. 10 questions.
Brilliant.
You have six Automasters lifelines. Good luck. Time starts at the end of the first question. Here's juice.
Which Redback has been named in the squad for the first test against the Poms?
Auto Masters.
Which cricket club is Jars playing for tomorrow afternoon?
Morford Vale.
Who's been named as a new development coach at Port Adelaide?
Scotty Thompson.
Name one of the Adelaide United goal scorers from last night.
Auto Masters.
Who is the new AFLW CEO?
Auto Masters.
Who won this year's MotoGP Championship?
Auto Masters.
Now, Australian NBA star Ben Simmons plays for which team, Matty?
I'll use an Auto Masters on that. I'm not 100% sure.
Who is ranked number 5 on the ATP tennis rankings?
I'll use my last Auto Masters. Righto. On that.
Jake Hu scored 143 for the Redbacks yesterday. Jake Hu?
Jake Lever.
According to Sportsbet, which country is the World Cup favourite?
Brazil.
All right, locked in. Done and dusted. All six used. Oh, Flack. Oh, it's going to be interesting. Righto, we're just going to punch it into the computer. Timmy's a little bit skinny on this one, so it might take a bit longer than normal, Matty.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Oh, no!
It was the cricket one I got wrong.
Matty, you know it. You know it. And it's another reason to hate on Jake Lever. Oh.
Jake Lever.
Jake who scored 143 for the Redbacks. It was Weatherald, not Lever. You got Lever on the brain.
Yes, it was. And as soon as I said, I went, well, that's the answer that's come out of my mouth.
Bad luck.
I tell you Maddie. What, we're flat for you, but there's a bloke outside our studio that is just dancing.
He's doing cartwheels,
he's
Matty.
He's dancing. You've just saved a man's job, Matt.
Yeah, you have too. Our producer's been here 5 minutes.
Matty, we'll round it up to an 800. Well done.
Oh.
Excellent. Look, thanks, guys.
No, well thanks done, for mate. Playing. Well played. Oh, jeez, I gave him the best.
I better go to the Twitter family and see what sort of splash and the boys are going to be.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Here they come.
Yep, going out. Jake Lever!
Jack Hudson, here they come.
All right, we'll get back to those coming up next. So Chad Sayre is going to join us to talk about his inclusion into the Aussie Test squad.
Should I do the credit this time?
Yeah.
Go, Timmy. Quiz
with no name for Auto Masters. When was the last time you had your brakes checked? You better call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louie on Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Ranella.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie for Southern Volkswagen. Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Ranella.
We're about 10 minutes away from announcing Jars, the song for Gun for Hire, neck and neck at the moment. A couple coming in late on Twitter. A bit of Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Not a bad song.
That's not too fair.
Mate, this is
exciting.
Great news.
Joining us right now is a man who is in the Australian Test squad.
He's
this
our
is
boy.
As close as we get to the baggy green.
He's
our man,
boy.
Fresh off a massive victory over WA in the Shield. The one and only Chatty Sayers. Chattles, welcome to the Rush Hour.
How you going, legends?
Mate, congratulations.
How are you going, legend?
Bloody
congrats.
Proud of you,
well
mate.
Done.
Yeah, it's been a pretty exciting, 24 hours with a great win over in the West. And then to get a phone call straight after the game and to be told I'm in the 13 for the Ashes is, it's great.
Yeah, no, absolutely thoroughly deserved, mate. It's great that we got you too, because we can also reminisce about Ducks as well, because we missed you last week.
So you got something to say?
Yeah, sorry, boys. I said I wasn't going to be in this year.
Yeah, that's all
I've
right.
I've let you down.
No, you haven't. You haven't.
And what about your bowling mate in the first dig?
Frankie.
Yeah, we didn't do too well either, did we? we thought we'd make a game of it, so we let them get away.
Beautifully done.
False sense of security.
Must be a great feeling too, mate. That just, you know, it's not a flash in the pan and they haven't left you hanging and you're back in and... Geez, with the way the schedule is set, fingers crossed it could even be here in Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's very exciting, obviously, to be in the mix again and to know that if you are performing, then they're going to pick you. So up in Brisbane tomorrow morning and get with the squad up there, which is great. And, second test in Adelaide, Pink Bull. Be a dream come true to debut in Adelaide.
Chattels, three Shield matches before the Test match, so good programming by Cricket Australia. How's the ball coming out for you at the moment?
Yeah, I feel pretty good, Jars. I think I've taken 14 or 15 wickets at this stage, so similar to last year. Hitting a good area, still swinging the ball and nipping him. So I feel good at the moment, feel fit and strong, which is good. And obviously the boys are going well as well.
Nice to hear. Hey, you got an up-close and personal look at the young bolter of the Ashes squad, Cam Bancroft. Must be hitting him pretty well.
Yeah, he's a solid player, boys. He knows his game really well, I think, and sticks to it. He's a really intense bloke and just loves playing cricket and loves training, loves batting by the looks of it. So I'm sure when he gets his chance at the Gabba, he'll dig in and do well.
Chaddy, no doubt you're across the Gun for Hire series we're running here on the Rush Hour. Jars off to Morphett Vale tomorrow to try and leave some kind of legacy down there. Any advice from both the batting and bowling point of view?
On a hard wicket too, Chaddles.
I was actually just looking at something on Instagram. You couldn't even lay bat on Louis in the corridor, Jazz.
Oh, it's pretty handy. No, I've been following your lead, Chad.
I'm not sure what chance you got out in the actual middle, mate.
Yeah, and that's with my bung shoulder that can't even work.
That was a good cod too, Chad.
Oh, Chad. No,
I think you just watch the ball hard, Jazz. You know how it is.
All right, buddy. No, I'll take that on board. Appreciate it.
How's he going to do that, Chad, when he's just got the masters down there, the adoring fans? He's even suggested earlier they put a blue line like the pageant so they don't creep out too far.
Maybe cut the red cans before you go out, Jazz, mate.
That's the best advice we've had all week.
Well done, mate.
Hey, congratulations again, Chaddy. Very proud. Enjoy Brisbane. Fingers crossed that we see you in action this summer.
No, thanks, boys. Thanks for the support.
No worries. There he is, Chaddy Sayers from the Redbacks and now in the Australian team. Cannot wait.
Don't discount him up there.
Absolutely.
That Gabba pitch, you know, that's a
well
green top
nets.
And he's a swing bowler
bowl
in those
nets.
Conditions. Look, I'm telling you.
I love how you're trying to distract me right now, but hey, coming up next, we announce the song. It's been neck and neck. The song for Gun for Hire coming up next with Jazz. What will he walk out to? Will it be a good one? Will it be a good one?
It's the Rush Hour with Jazz and Louis on Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Ranella.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jazz and Louis for Southern Volkswagen. Main South Road, Ranella. But closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, cannot wait for this. It's tomorrow. One more sleep, family.
Okay.
1:30 down at Morphett Vale Cricket Club. 4 Wheatsheaf Road, Morphett Vale. Corner of Wheatsheaf Road and South Road. We're putting on the barbecue and the beers. Just get along. Come down for a great day. Big thank you to Morphett Vale Butcher for putting on the meat. If you're looking for your Christmas stuff, go and see him. Double smoked leg hams, free range turkey, premium pork rolls. You know it. And another massive thank you to Ace Cricket who are supplying all
team.
The gear.
Yep.
And all of Jars' gear goes to the club after
Once
the game.
Once I finish,
And apologies, I've been confusing the Morphett Vale with the club that was burnt down. I said that earlier. I got my facts wrong. I think it was Lonsdale who had the fire.
Yeah, they had the fire.
Lost him. So apologies to anyone that I've, with my misinformation there. Right now, though, we are about to reveal the song that the great man will walk out to. It's all a part of the show, the act, everything else, the suspense. Danny Green's got to come from a land down under.
Yeah.
Shock. Jock Mundine's got his own stuff. Everyone,
his own
you've
theme.
Seen them all in the Big Bash. Now, Juice, voting was tight. It was so tight. We shut them down at 5.
You did, didn't you?
And I'll tell you what, the numbers were coming thick
and
fast.
I've got no idea what it is.
Coming in second spot with 33% of the vote is this song.
What?
Yeah. I know. It's been a late swing.
Gee, that's... Oh, no.
John Paul Young. One of my favourites of all
time. Yeah, I love Jason.
Just sums you up. Ready?
Right, so.
Take a look at me, I'm yesterday's hero.
Coming in second.
Right.
So, that was 33% of the vote. 35% of the vote.
No.
And the song that the people, the family, have voted that want you to stroll to the wicket, to walk out to the centre, to look to the sky, swing a couple of arms around, do
I will
a little
be
bit
doing
of
that.
Swagger like Viv Richards.
I will be doing that as well.
To this. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, man.
Here it is. They have chosen. They know you better than you know yourself.
Oh,
great effort,
Jesus.
Family. So that's the song for tomorrow. Gun for Hire.
1:30,
Morphett Vale Cricket Club. 12:30 if you don't want to get fined. 4 Wheatsheaf Road, Morphett Vale, corner of Wheatsheaf Road and South Road. We'll see you there. Barbecue, beers, and a bloody good time. All right. Massive game.
Yep.
And I'm going to call it the arena, not Titanium Security Arena. Yeah. The arena because our favourite, our man, the MVP is coming back to town, Jerome Randall, to take on the 36ers. But this time he's wearing a Kings singlet. And the man joins us right now. Jerome, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back for sure.
Well, brother, it's hard though. It's
heavy heart.
Yeah, you've cut us deep.
Yeah, I know, man. It's a tough situation, but at the end of the day, man, my heart is always here in Adelaide. You know, I've met a lot of great people, you know what I'm saying, changed their lives, man. Their parents always tell me. So, you know, it's bittersweet here for me, man. I'm really sad, to be honest, man, just to know how much I've left behind, you know. But, you know, things happen, man.
Jerome, you got a lot of love in Adelaide, and no doubt you'll find that when you take on our boys. How have you found the Sydney Kings program? And Andrew Gaze, who's a very popular figure around the country, how have you found him?
I think he's a great, you know, great guy. You know, really new to the coaching, but at the end of the day, I think he's doing pretty good. You know, the team just, you know, it happens, man. You know, we started off pretty shaky last year, but, you know, we got it together. You know, I thought last night was a good game. You know, anybody who plays Illawarra Hawks, you should always know that, you know, they're never that type team. So you got to always figure out a way to beat a team like that with the zone defense that they run. So, you know, I think we're going in the right direction.
How do you think the reception will be, Jerome? We're a competitive bunch here in Adelaide. You know that. You've seen it firsthand. They're loyal. Do you think you might just cop a little bit, or do you think it should be all okay?
I know I cop a lot, actually. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people have been saying a lot of, you know, negative things on social media, you know. But, hey, man, just people don't really understand what happened with the situation. But at the end of the day, I know it's a lot of people that, you know, just really support me. So I'm more concerned about, you know, the fans, you know, that do care about me other than the people that, you know, don't like the situation.
Yeah. Oh, well, I reckon basketball's the big winner in the NBL, having you back in town.
Absolutely.
We cannot wait to see you in action. How was the stint overseas?
Europe is Europe. I think I've said that to a lot of people when I came over here. You know, never really enjoyed it. You know, I had an opportunity to get on up out of there. So, you know, I took it, and, you know, it just so happened Kings was looking. And, hey, I just came on. Why wouldn't I take a job in NBL if it's available? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I always loved it. You know, a lot of people should understand that. It was a time where, you know, I was available, and, you know, out of league definitely wasn't available. So, you know, the Kings was looking, and I took the job.
If you had your choice, and we're having a bit of fun here, so no one take this too literally, if you could just get a little one-on-one with one of your ex-teammates, who would you like to take to the bucket and just show them up a little bit?
Yeah. Mitchie Creek,
all of them.
Soaps,
everybody.
Get in line, take a number.
Yeah, everybody.
You're the man.
Oh, well, mate, we can't wait to see you back in action.
Brilliant.
As we said, it's just great to have you back playing NBL. Cannot wait to see.
Thank you.
There he is, the MVP. Jerome, tip off 5 o'clock, Titanium Security Arena. Big crowd already expected.
Good to have him back.
I'm courtside too, Jerome, so I'm out there. I'm in amongst
Louis.
I'm there for you.
All right, we'll be waiting. I'll be waiting to look for you guys.
Yeah, all right, mate. Thanks for the chat and all the best.
All right, thank you.
There he is, Jerome Randall, coming home to his house. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. It is the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis. 104.7 Triple M. Righto, Juice, that time of the week. Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready.
There's a leaderboard at the moment. Jarman on 9, Murphy on 3. That's Sean Craig Murphy. Treads on 1, and I picked up one somewhere last week.
So just explain to the family that have just joined us about this
For those who don't know, our boss, it's best to get your feedback live so the family can be included, all right? So we'd like to know how we've gone for the week, and the boss has kindly agreed to put it to air. We haven't heard it yet. We'll hear it just like you in live format. So I think it's time, without further ado, let's get to this.
The Rush Hour's Worst on Ground 3-2-1 votes. Presented by Matty the Boss.
This week, one vote goes to Dom Cassisi. He was meant to be our soccer expert and give us an update on how the Italian community were coping with the failure to qualify for the World Cup.
Oh, Dom, how are you feeling?
Look, 60 it's been years! I tried to bring the family back in Italy and can't get hold of anyone. I reckon they're all at church.
How many days of mourning, Dom, do you think? It'll be a week at least, won't it?
It'll be 60 days.
60 days!
I reckon everyone, if we're going to be serious about it... Everyone should just put a packet of pasta out near the front door.
I like it.
I get the feeling you didn't really care.
Who did they play against, anyway?
Sweden.
There you go. Yeah. Right across it.
And is it true that you found out on Facebook about 8 minutes
ago? I did. I had no idea.
Now to two votes. Former tennis champ Jelena Dokic announced on the show that she may make a return to tennis. Jars and Louis get a vote each for suggesting they could help resurrect her career.
What type of coach will you be looking to get? Because Lou and I are available.
You need a couple of hitting partners or probably
I'll
slash ball boys.
I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. All right. I'll keep that in mind. Maybe you can carry my bag.
Okay. I'd be delighted. Great return there from Yelena. Three votes goes to producer Alex Flack for daylight robbery during the quiz on Thursday. He wrote the questions, one of which was very controversial.
How many goals did Mile Jednik score last night?
I say three, you say three, let's all just say three.
And it was the question that cost Nick from Gillis Plains $1,000.
Nine. Correct.
No.
This is where it's heartbreaking. Well, the one, the contentious one, is question five. There's sticklers around here, my friend. Bit of conjecture about whether Mile Jednik has got a hat-trick last night. First one was an own goal.
There you go. So he's been credited with two goals.
And don't worry, don't get me wrong. If Nick wants to pursue any legal avenues,
well, go for
Flack's
it,
your man.
Yeah, our producer, Flackster, Alex Flackster.
Chase him down, work on that. He better get a lawyer.
You'd probably find him on Tinder.
See, that's too much.
Oh, sorry, Flack.
Flack put his Tinder account aside for 5 minutes and upon speaking to lawyers decided to reward the $1,000.
Can we say $1,000 coming your way thanks to Automasters?
Fantastic. Thanks very much, guys. Well, I'm happy, boys. I'm very happy. Don't worry about
Congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
A big apologies from us, mate, for making you sweat through that.
Yeah.
What we like to think is for those we give jobs around here, they do them. So, you know.
Poor Flack, he's shattered.
All right, mate.
And I think you know how Glenelg are looking for a new coach on the Sanford website?
Yes, sir.
We might be looking for a new producer.
Oh, double click.
There goes the Rush Hour Christmas party budget. Guests will have barbecue shapes and share a can of light beer. And a special mention goes to Tim Pine, the button pusher. Louis tried to give him a hint to say the correct Automasters credit, but Timmy thought Louis was just having a friendly chat.
That is the quiz with no name. Jeez, thanks to Automasters. Had your brakes checked lately, Timmy?
No.
You want to be supposed to be doing that?
I don't have a car.
Well, you're supposed to be doing something like that. I would have thought around about it.
I thought, yeah.
Where's the credit sheet? Where is the credit sheet when you need it?
Go, Luke.
I mean, honestly, Murph, if you're listening, somebody get onto this. Honestly. Is there one there?
Where's the sheet?
Yeah, when was the last time you had your brakes checked?
It.
Better call 1300 Automasters.
Very nicely done.
The Rush Hour's worst on ground 3-2-1 votes.
Oh, very
brilliant.
Nice, very
brilliant.
Nice.
Well done, Timmy.
We'd love to sit around and chat with you, Timmy, but we've got to get out of here. We need to get out
so
of here.
So you and I picked up votes again.
How did I get votes in that?
Flack,
all
three.
All I did was come with you.
I know you did.
To support an idea. That's all I did with you, and then I got votes.
And you got clipped.
God.
And then the Italian Stallion got one vote.
Yeah, exactly.
Dom Cassisi.
Anyway, play the music. I've got to get going.
Well played.
Well played, everybody.
Good week.
Big week. Big
good
week.
Good week, Lulu.
Cannot wait to see the Sixers in action in Australia. But most importantly, tomorrow. This is it, 1:30, 4 Wheatsheaf Road, Morfitt Vale, Gun for Hire, corner of Wheatsheaf Road and South Road.
Yeah.
Catch us down there. We're putting on the barbecue. A big thank you to Morfitt Vale Butcher. Gear up for Christmas with double smoked leg hams, free range turkey and premium pork rolls.
Nice.
He's supplied all the meat. We'll supply the drinks at Jars. We'll supply the entertainment. We'll see you there
see you,
from 1:30. Have a great weekend. Gun for Hire. Don't miss it.